Good morning. I'm Haley Weintraub, and this morning I will be discussing high school students and their use of smartphones, another way for adolescents to be accessing the internet, and how that's associated with looking for sex partners online, being solicited for sex online, and then actually engaging in sexual behavior. I have no financial relationships to disclose. Across the country, adolescents are using the internet. 95% nationally report using the internet. 75% of them have their own cell phone. And of those, 27% to 37% of adolescents report actually accessing the internet from their cell phones. So there's two types of behaviors that we're concerned with in regards to how adolescents are potentially meeting sex partners online. The first is themselves being approached by other people online for sex, and then adolescents themselves looking for sex partners online. In regards to sexual solicitation, that is others contacting adolescents online for sex. Nationally, 18% of adolescent girls and 8% of adolescent boys reported having ever been solicited online for sex. And it seems that male gay identified adolescents and female adolescents are most at risk for this behavior. And those who are accessing the internet on their cell phones, basically using smartphones, are also more at risk. And contrary to popular belief, it seems that adolescents are actually more likely to be solicited by people in their own age group versus older adults. Adolescent online partner seeking is less understood. There isn't much known about those under the age of 18 in regards to themselves looking online for sex partners. There was a study that was done at a sexually transmitted infection clinic in Denver, and of their patients, 4% of those under the age of 20 reported going on the internet to look for sex partners. And it also seems that they are using the internet as a way to flirt with people who they first met in person. Again, not much is known about how often or the prevalence of adolescents actually then engaging in people with whom they first meet on the internet. And from the same Denver STI clinic study, 6% reported having ever had sex with somebody who they first met on the internet. So that brings us to our study. Most of the youth sampled research in regards to online partner seeking and sexual solicitation is focused on emerging adults, mostly 18 to 24 years old, and in particularly amongst young men who have sex with men. So the first goal of the study is to see what the prevalence is of adolescents 12 to 18 years old who have been approached online for sex and who are seeking sex partners online. Then we want to know how are those behaviors associated with where they're accessing the internet. Is it at home, is it at school, or is it on their smartphones? And finally, how is sexual solicitation online and seeking sex partners online associated with actually engaging in sex? We administered a supplemental questionnaire with the CDC's 2011 Youth Risk Behavior Survey at Los Angeles Unified School District Public High Schools. So the sample is randomly selected. First, the schools within the district are randomly selected, and then within the schools, it's the classes that are randomly selected. There are over 2,400 high school students who were sampled for the YRBS within LAUSD high schools. And of those, 1,800 completed the supplemental questionnaire. All of our analyses have been weighted by race ethnicity with Hispanic Latino students as the reference group, and that's done to reflect the student population within LAUSD. And as you can see here, 75% of students identified as Hispanic Latino. The majority are 14 to 17 years old, just over half are male, and 13% identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or questioning. Only 2% of the adolescents reported that they never use the internet. And almost half report using the internet at least daily, and 30% use the internet for at least an hour a day. Students were then asked where they accessed the internet, and they could select more than one option. 81% reported using the internet at home, and the second most popular or common source of internet access was on their cell phones, with 33% reporting that they accessed the internet on their cell phones. Of those who use the internet, 17% reported that they have ever been contacted online for sex by somebody who they did not know. And again, of internet users, 5% reported having themselves ever looked for sex partners online. Of the overall sample, 4% reported that they were both solicited online for sex and also themselves were looking for sex partners. And of those who said that they themselves were looking for sex partners, 72% were also solicited online for sex. We then wanted to know what the prevalence was or their history of engaging in sex. So we asked them, have you ever had sex? And we consider that to be oral sex, vaginal sex, or anal sex. And 41% of internet users reported that they have ever had sex. Now we're down to 651 high school students who are sexually active. And 63% reported that they did use a condom the last time that they engaged in sex. Of those who are sexually active, 15% reported that they have ever had sex with somebody who they first met online. And of those participants, 65% reported that they used a condom the last time that they had sex with somebody who they met online. These results then led us to see if there is any associations between where they are accessing the internet and the following six outcomes. First, being solicited online for sex. Second, looking for sex partners online. And then being sexually active. If they engaged in unprotected sex the last time that they had sex. If they've had sex with an internet met partner. And finally, if they've had unprotected sex the last time that they had sex with an internet met partner. For sake of time, I'm not going to show the chi-square analyses, but we did find that students who were accessing the internet on their cell phones, that was consistently significant with the outcomes I just mentioned. So we used that to then inform our multivariate logistic regressions, and in those models, we controlled for heavy internet use, which is using the internet for at least an hour a day, and their demographic characteristics. In this first model, the outcome is being approached online for sex. And you can see here that LGBTQ adolescents were over twice as likely to have been approached online for sex. And those who are using smartphones or accessing the internet from their cell phones are also almost twice as likely to have been approached by somebody they did not know online for sex. In the second model, the outcome is adolescents themselves looking for sex partners online. Males are over three times as likely to report having looked for sex partners online. And LGBTQ adolescents are over five times as likely to be looking online for sex partners. This model is predicting adolescents being sexually active. Again, males are more likely to be sexually active. LGBTQ adolescents are more likely. Those who are using smartphones are more likely to be sexually active. Those who are using the internet for at least an hour a day. Adolescents who are approached online for sex are almost three times as likely to be sexually active. And those who are looking for sex partners online are over three times as likely to be sexually active. This model is looking at unprotected sex the last time adolescents had sex. And interestingly, males are less likely to be reporting unprotected sex the last time they engaged in sexual activity. LGBTQ adolescents are more likely to report unprotected sex. And those who were approached by somebody they did not know online are also more likely to have had unprotected sex. For this model, the outcome is actually having sex with somebody who they met online. Males are over twice as likely to have had sex with somebody they met online. Those who are using smartphones are over twice as likely to have had sex with an internet-met partner. Those who are approached online for sex are almost three times as likely to have had sex with an internet-met partner. And then those who are looking for sex partners online are over 11 times as likely to have had sex with somebody they met online. So it appears that there's three themes that emerge. First, adolescents who are using smartphones. They're more likely to be solicited online for sex, to be sexually active, and to actually have sex with somebody who they met online. Males are also more likely to be solicited online for sex, to look for sex partners online, to be sexually active, and to have had sex with somebody who they met online, but they're less likely to be having unprotected sex. And finally, LGBTQ adolescents are also at greater risk for being solicited online for sex, looking for sex partners online, being sexually active, and having had unprotected sex. As with any study, there are some limitations. This is cross-sectional data, so we cannot say that adolescents who are using their smartphones, that that's causing them to be having sex with somebody who they met online. All the data was self-reported, but it was an anonymous questionnaire, so ideally that would be minimizing any potential social desirability biases. The data was collected in Los Angeles, and it's possible that the behaviors that are occurring in LA are different than across the country. And our sexual solicitation item was only assessing for people who they did not know. It's possible that adolescents are also being solicited online for sex by people who they know in person. And our sex definition or construct included oral, vaginal, and anal sexual activities. And as we know, there are different risks associated with those types of behaviors, especially in regards to HIV transmission. There's three good target groups now that we can take these findings and apply them to. First of all, parents. Parents should be monitoring their adolescents' internet use and their cell phone use, setting rules, and having really good, open, honest discussions with their teenagers about their behaviors and encouraging safer sex practices. Schools should be incorporating online partner seeking and solicitation into their sexual health education programs. They need to recognize that this is just another venue for adolescents to be meeting people and that they do need to be safe in that respect, but no matter where they're meeting people, they need to be encouraging condom use, getting tested, etc. And of course, these programs need to be addressing all sexualities. Many LGBTQ people are not yet out in high school. And adolescents themselves need to be targeted. There should be perhaps new interventions online or through smartphone apps, because that is where adolescents are getting information and where they're spending a lot of their time. And if it is done through an online website, it should be formatted for smartphone use so that adolescents who are using their smartphones can easily be able to see the material. They should be fun, interactive, engaging, etc. And if new interventions aren't going to be created, it makes a lot of sense to also integrate sexual health education programming for adolescents into existing websites and applications, perhaps Facebook, or Scout, which is a smartphone application, dating websites, etc. There are some future questions that we have and studies that we should be looking into. First of all, it is possible that these behaviors are different across the country. So it'd be interesting to see how our results compare to other regions, what the prevalence is of sexual solicitation for adolescents by people who they know, and where are adolescents being solicited for sex, or where are they seeking sex partners? Are these on dating websites? Are they through Facebook or Craigslist? We don't have that information. And what is the prevalence of these behaviors amongst younger adolescents, perhaps middle school students? These are my references, and I just want to thank all my colleagues and our participants.